on the line, lady mad about animals, Gillian Bird from the SPCA. How are you, Gillian? Good afternoon.
I'm very good, thank you. And we all survived the storm, I think.
Yeah. I actually saw I just saw a little article. It was a damn squib in the end, for us anyway, in Dublin. But no, I just saw a little article in the paper, which I hadn't seen before, saying, look after your pets, keep them in, and take them in, which was unusual.
Absolutely. Well, it's important, because, and one of the big things we said to people was, I know we didn't want to be sort of jumping the gun too much, but simple things like when you bring your dog out to go to the bathroom in the middle of windy weather, don't just open the back door and let them out. Always make sure the side gate is still shut. I was driving down the road this morning and I ended up having to help a lady try and catch the two dogs that had escaped from her neighbour's garden. So, you know, it's simple things like that. People let the dogs out in the morning, but they haven't bothered to check whether or not the side gate is still there.
Okay, and so, it's still, you know, if there had been like the wind that was expected, things could have been thrown around, and always be careful.
Absolutely.
That for yourself,
so
as well as the...
Assume.
Yeah,
that's
as well
exactly
as
it. So don't just assume the side gate is still locked and shut before you let the pets out.
Okay, and people also assume this is not just for the recent weather, but the future weather to come over the winter. Caring for the pets, but a lot of people look at dogs and cats as well. Bit of fur on, fur coats, they're all right, sure, they don't feel it.
Absolutely. Well, we sort of say to people at this time of year, the best thing to do is to do kind of an NCT for your pets. I know people hate that word, but, you know, it's good to get a checkup. It's a good time of the year to bring your pet down to get a checkup. Check that their claws aren't too long. Check that their coats are in good condition. If you're going to get your dog groomed, don't go too drastic on the grooming, but it's a good time of the year now to get them groomed, maybe a bit of a trim, have their coats looked at, make sure their flea treatment is up to date. Generally make sure the vaccines are all up to date, and just a bit of a once over on the pets coming into the winter. Mm-hmm. It's also a good time to have a look at, you know, what you're feeding them. If your dog has been on puppy food for a long time and now all of a sudden you realise, oh gosh, the dog is two and he's still on puppy food, you know, maybe it's the time to look at changing his diet to something to suit them, or even suit the more elderly pet. So there's lots of things like that we can do just to have a look at. You know, is their bed need a good wash and a clean up? Is their collar getting a bit ratty and a bit frayed and maybe not too secure? If they've got a name tag, which they should have, a little disc, make sure that it's not wearing out, that it's not going to break off. Make sure that they can still read the phone numbers on it. So things like that are just important to keep an eye on.
Incidentally, Gillian, just to, we're talking about food there, we change our diets, like in the summer salads and stuff like that, and then the stew in the winter. Is the same thing apply for pets as well?
No, the pet foods we get these days is so good and it's balanced for all year round. But if your animal is becoming a bit more sedentary over the winter, maybe they're not getting out for as many walks, just have a chat with your vet about the diet and about the amount of food. Because dogs often don't need as many calories in the winter as they do in the summer if they're very, very active animals. So there again, it's something you can have a chat with your vet about to see, make sure that you're not overfeeding them and they don't get overweight over the winter. Or same thing as well, maybe they're doing more exercise in the winter, and especially if they're an outdoor dog and they're using some of their energy to keep warm, you know, make sure that you are feeding them the right amount of food each day.
Okay, I know you're busy, so I'll let you go, but people can look up the website for all the tips for all the year-round care of your pets.
SPCA.ie, absolutely. I think we'll be chatting again nearer the time for Halloween, so we can talk to people about Halloween things for their pets nearer the time.
Okay, thanks very much, Gillian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. And short and sweet, because she's heading off to a meeting, I know that. Gillian Bird from the SPCA, so it's SPCA.ie, and we will be talking soon, getting closer to Halloween.